the moment you realize that you are mortal and will die is the beginning of wisdom. And you look at the world in a different light.
And how's the illness affected your writing?
Very little. I mean, technology comes to my aid when it comes to, I speak to the computer. And the technology is there for the computer to understand even made-up words. But nevertheless, I always hand over first drafts or second drafts to my PA and have him read them to me, mostly because I want to hear how it sounds. I think we mentioned this before. Listening to what's written picks up the problems very easily. Beyond that, really most of my problems are the fact that I'm now racing through my 60s, and it's walking carefully and minding stairs and all that sort of thing. And when it comes on, quite fast.
And Terry, when you made that brilliant documentary, Choosing to Die, you filmed someone taking their life at Dignitas. What do you think the aftershock of that programme has been? Has it changed the debate in any way?
In a sense, I have to start by saying that Peter Smedley and Andrew Colgan were the heroes, if you like, of that. Sorry, I talking about it is sometimes difficult because I was there. But that documentary was theirs. All we had to do was follow them and talk to them occasionally when they wanted to be talked to and listen to what they said.
But it was incredibly powerful, wasn't it?
It was. And I can say, I keep saying, we never expected to go and see a man die. And it was we were astonished on the day when Peter and his wife just opened the doors and said, come on in. And you see it in the... You saw it in the film. He just wanted,
There was huge controversy, which can't have been unexpected. A lot of people said it was in poor taste. It was something that never should have been broadcast. Were there long debates in the sort of people who are making the programmes to whether it could have been?
As firmly as this. Many people in the country found it something to think about is probably the best thing. Found it, it's not an easy thing to see.
No.
But it is the truth, the unvarnished truth. No getting the camera angles right or anything like that. This is a man dying, and he's dying because he wants to die and has made it very clear that he wants to die. And I have not found very many people who call that bad. Disturbing, yes. But, well, what can it do but disturb? I mean, on the screen, I was very disturbed afterwards because so many contradictory thoughts go through your head.
Do you think that, and we're nearing the end of the programme, so we have to be a little bit brief here, but do you believe that politicians will ever have the courage to change the law in this area?
The moment I don't think they would, although I think that maybe the law, the upholders of the law themselves might do it. I think that, but as we know, every poll that's been made says the majority of people in this country are in favour of assisted death if there are certain safeguards, which obviously those of us most interested in this would obviously want to see. Although, others would say that we want everyone pushed into the gas ovens. And I think just almost the passage of time will make it happen. You see it discussed every so often. People talk about it. You know, people stop me all the time and tell me what happened to their granny and the dead terrible things that happened to her dad who had Alzheimer's and so on and so on. So, and this stuff piles up. And the judiciary listen. Politicians don't, I think.